Harper Audio presents The Mouse and the Motorcycle by Beverly Cleary, performed by D.D. Wong. Copyright 1965 by Beverly Cleary. Production copyright 2007, HarperCollins Publishers. One, the new guests. Keith, the boy in the rumpled shorts and shirt, did not know he was being watched as he entered room 215 of the Mountain View Inn. Neither did his mother and father, who both looked hot and tired. They had come from Ohio, and for 5 days had driven across plains and deserts and over mountains to the old hotel in the California foothills, 25 miles from Highway 40. The fourth person entering room 215 may have known he was being watched, but he did not care. He was Matt, 60 if he was a day, who at the moment was the bellboy. Matt also replaced worn-out light bulbs, renewed washers and leaky faucets, carried trays for people who telephoned room service to order food sent to their rooms, and sometimes prevented children from hitting one another with croquet mallets on the lawn behind the hotel. Now, Matt's right shoulder sagged with the weight of one of the bags he was carrying.
"Here you are, Mr. Gridley. Rooms 215 and 216, he said, setting the smaller of the bags on the luggage rack at the foot of the double bed before he opened a door into the next room. I expect you and Mrs. Gridley will want room 216. It is a corner room with twin beds and a private bath.
He carried the heavy bag into the next room, where he could be heard opening windows. Outside, a chipmunk chattered in a pine tree, and a chickadee whistled, "Fee-bee-bee."